Hello? Hello?
Hello, my name is Brittany, returning your call for customer support. How may I help you today? Sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right. Hey, let me get my note. I've been trying to find out what's going on with this cookware that I'm supposed to be getting. I talked with you guys last week, I think it was, and they said that, first of all, I'm supposed to be credited for an amount, $67, that was taken out of my account that I did not agree to. It's supposed to be for some kind of membership fee or something. And I have the cancellation code. And this was, I think, last week, and the money still hasn't been put back into my account. And then I want to find out when I'm supposed to be getting this cookware that I just feel like maybe it's a scam because I'm not, you know, this money was taken out. I'm not getting it back like I was told. I'm not getting the cookware that I was told I was going to get, even though they took the shipping charge out of my account.
Yes, ma'am. And can you give me your first and last name so I can pull up your account to see what's going on?
It's Paula Marley, M-A-R-L-E-Y.
Okay. Thank you for that information. And can you verify the address for security purposes?
6031 North Dewey in Fresno, California, 93711.
Okay. Thank you for that information. And I do see on here. Let me see. Let me go on here just a sec. Let me look in here. Hold on just a second. I'm trying to see what this is. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Okay, and did you get a voucher, ma'am?
I did get a voucher, but I didn't use it. I didn't understand how to use it in the first place. But I told them that I do not want to sign up for the I do not want to be a member, pay the membership fee. They gave me a cancellation code, if you want that. They said
yeah,
the money.
Okay. I see that. Mm-hmm. They canceled it out, so you won't keep getting charged for.
Okay, but when am I going to get that money credited back to my account? They told me it would be credited back.
The full amount?
The $67.32.
Hold on, let me look in the notes and see again.
The voucher I got, I will not be using. All I did want to do is get the cookware that it, you know, that said that I was going to get.
Okay, they say you asked for a refund on 11/24, and they stated all charges was valid.
All charges were what?
Hold on just a second. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Let me send this over to my supervisor. Hold on just a sec.
I did not want the shipping fee deleted because I want to get the cookware, but I told them I didn't want to sign up for a membership. And they said that was fine.
I'm going to let my supervisor look at it.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to see. Because they did say all charges was valid, that you couldn't get a refund. So that's what they're stating in the notes.
Okay. Well, I hope they didn't cancel the cookware, the shipping fee. And it doesn't matter. I haven't gotten any refunds in my account yet anyway. So... but I definitely still want the cookware. They weren't supposed to cancel that.
Hold on just a second. Hold on just a second, ma'am. Hold on just a second. I'm trying to text my supervisor and see what she's going to say. Okay. Do you still have the voucher mail?
It's on my phone.
Okay.
But like I said, I don't want it. I don't plan to use it. Mm-hmm. And I told them that, too.
Okay. My supervisor just said I can refund at 6732.
Okay. Which is what they were supposed to have already done.
Okay, hold on just a second. I just wanted to make sure with my supervisor.
Okay, so does that mean I will still be getting the cookware because the $7.95 I paid for shipping?
No, ma'am, because it's canceled all out. And it was a free gift to win that cookware set. So, and then you became a membership because you didn't cancel within those 7 days. You paid the shipping.
I didn't get anything that said I needed to pay a membership fee. There was nothing in there that said that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
If they're going to cancel the cookware, then I want the $7.95 refunded too, since I never got anything and was not told I was going to be charged. I mean, that's false advertising. I can just report this to my bank and say the money was taken out and I did not authorize it.
Okay,
but I don't want
to. I can refund both of them.
Okay. Just refund them both. I will never do something like this again. I guess that's how we learn by our mistakes. I know it's not your fault, but it's ridiculous. Yeah, so I want both refunded.
on just a second.
And as I see it, it is a scam. It's not your fault, but this is not, if they're doing false advertising like that, it's a scam.
Okay, I'm refunding that amount as we're speaking now, the 67, and then I'm going to refund you that $7 back.
$7.95. It's $7.95, and the other was $67.32.
Yes, ma'am. And I did send your order confirmation number and refund confirmation number. And I'm going to refund the $7.95 back. So just bear with me, ma'am. And for these charges, it's going to take 3 to 5 business days for it to post to your account.
Okay. And that's another thing. They gave me that cancellation code. So why did it never get taken out of my account? Because that was more than 3 to 5 business days since I talked to them.
So what, the $7.95?
Well, no, it was supposed to be for the 6732. The cancel code was KC021.
Yeah, I see in here that they did cancel you out.
Well, they may have canceled it, but they never gave me my money back. Like,
oh, see, they didn't do that. They just gave you a voucher code, and they did state that you were asking for a refund, but I guess they didn't refund your money, but I refunded it. And they canceled it, so I refunded everything back, the $67.32 and the $7.95.
Okay, so I should see that in 3 to 5 days?
Yeah, so it's probably going to be probably next week you're going to receive that money because they don't count the weekends, Saturdays
yeah.
and Sundays. So
okay.
You should receive it by probably next week, by Wednesday or Thursday.
Just okay.
Be checking your account for them days. 3 to 5 business days.
And if for some reason I don't get it, just call you guys back?
I sent everything to your email. Everything.
Okay.
So it has
a cancellation number and everything?
And the refund confirmation number too.
Okay.
I sent all of it to you.
Hopefully I'll get that because before it didn't, let me look. Before it came in my, junk mail, but I'll check that again and, you know, hopefully it's, does it take a while for the email to come through?
No, probably, I know some people said they get it as soon as they be on the phone with me. You can check it while we're on the phone, or I can,
yeah.
If you didn't receive it, I can just tell you.
Yeah, let me see.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me go in tomorrow.
Cause I know when I did something online and they said it'll take 3 to 5 business days and it came to my card because I just canceled out everything.
So when I got the first one, it went into the junk mail and it was from support at Truly Unique Collection.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where the new email should be from?
Yeah, just check your junk spam.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to check and see.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything. And the stuff I'm looking at is from like 5 o'clock this morning and it's not showing anything in there. Take a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I keep updating it. The last thing in here was from 9:56 and there's nothing before that from you guys.
Okay, I'll send it again. If you don't receive it by then, I'll just tell you so you won't.
Okay.
You can have that in your records.
Okay, I'm still on the junk, so. Let me go check my inbox again and make sure it didn't come in.
Let me make sure I have the right email on file. Okay, you have DP Marley 8665 at sbcglobal.net.
Yep.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know what the problem is, because you know, the first time I had to get this one, the one through Support Truly Unique Selections, I had to get that the first time I called into you guys. They said that they had already sent an email. Well, I had never gotten anything. So he had to send it again, and that's when it went into my junk mail. So I think there's something with, I don't know, something with the email process. I don't know. But I'll just, can you give me another confirmation code for the cancellation?
I can just tell you, you have a pen and a paper.
Yeah.
Cause I don't
yeah.
want to confuse you or nothing.
Yeah.
Just let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. C is in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
262-770-264. That's the first confirmation number. I have the second one.
Okay.
It's C is in Charlie. 262-678-463.
Okay, so one's for the 795 and the other's for the 70 or 67, whatever, 32. Okay, so I'll wait till next week and see if I get it in my account. And then, can you give me your name?
Brittany.
Brittany?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your help, and I'm going to wait and see if I get this in my account.
Okay.
I appreciate you helping me.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too. Thank you.
And sorry about that again.
It's not your fault.
Yes,
ma'am. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.